You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Olympic news. Michaela Schifrin finished the Super G race yesterday in ninth place, but she was just very relieved to actually finish after being disqualified from her previous attempts down the mountain. And the reason I really bring this up, too, is check this out. She finished in ninth place, but she was only 0.8 of a second behind the gold medal winner. 0.8 of a second.
What is that, a finger snap?
Yeah, I can't even say it's like from now.
You can't even, yeah. It's faster
That's
than that.
It's about 0.8 of a second. Right? Now.
Should have been a tie.
Between ninth and first.
You better have some good instant replays.
To me, that's got to be a case. You know, some people get out of the gate faster.
Yeah. Well, good for her.
Man.
That's cool.
I'm glad she finished, though. Shaun White just missed out on a bronze medal yesterday. He finished fourth. So his Olympics career is over. He gave a very tearful goodbye interview afterwards,
buddy,
where he called snowboarding, Jeremy, the love of his life.
Well, it should be. He's made a lot of money at it.
There's that. And then I also want to point out in trending that there is a new album out today by Spoon. So Spoon has a new album out. And news for nerds that I like to report on Friday mornings, the couple of them that stood out to me, for the people in our listening audience who, as teenagers, battled acne and they know how heartbreaking it can be, or maybe your parents right now of a child who's fighting with acne, researchers in England think that they actually might have stumbled on something that will lead to a cure. They have identified 29 genetic variants that make some of us get more pimples than others. So it actually is in your genes. All this talk about, hey, quit eating so much chocolate, or what are some of the other things that they used to blame
it
on?
Just greasy food in general, I think.
Yeah. I don't think there's that drastic of a difference between what teenagers are eating. So it only makes sense that it would be genetic. Anyway, they think that this can lead to a cure sooner rather than later. So fingers crossed on that. And then good news for one of our coworkers. A university team in Tokyo actually used chemicals found in wine and chocolate to create a new fabric. And what this fabric does, Jeremy, is it neutralizes body odor.
All right.
Special
That's
fabric.
That's pretty cool.
That neutralizes it. They
so it
think
just
what's
going
to happen
it.
Is what?
Does it just absorb the stink, essentially? It's like charcoal underpants, maybe?
Sort of like those toot trappers, they called them, or something. Mm-hmm. Anyway, they think this could lead to new clothes that you could wear multiple times without washing. That could actually be a segment on our show.
Game changer.
About the how often do you wear clothes between washings.
Mm-hmm. The whole jeans argument and everything.
Well, not even just jeans. Like, so I'm not a sweat person. I don't sweat unless I actually work out.
Yeah.
But just going through my day, not
But you still exude oil. You have oils and hairs and dead
but
skin.
But here's my question. Like today I'm wearing this Bulldogs hoodie. It's nice, isn't it? A little
Beautiful.
Cat hair on it. Anyway, but I wear, you know, a t-shirt underneath it. So for me, many times I'm like, well, I had a t-shirt on underneath. I will take the hoodie off after wearing it for like 6-7 hours.
Hoodies you can do 3-4 days. Yeah, easy. Especially if you do have the t-shirt underneath.
I have a t-shirt on, and I never wear them without something underneath.
Four times.
But there are some people listening who are like, ooh, no, if it was on your body, you got to wash it every time.
And it depends on locations, too. Like, if you go to a restaurant in that hoodie, it might absorb some of the stink, essentially, from the restaurant. You're going to smell like tacos.
Absorb the stink.
You absorb the stink at various locations, so
it's
sniff test. It comes down to the sniff test.
Yeah, if you go like to Pike's Fish Market or something like that, you're going to smell
hoodie.
Sturgeon or something.
Wash the hoodie then.
Anyway, good news for those of you with acne and or body odor. They are doing their best to help you. What else is trending?
Well, three biggies. Today's National Latte Day, National Guitar Day, and National Make a Friend Day. So essentially, if you're a half-decent singer-songwriter, you could go to a coffee shop and perform and possibly become a friend with somebody new. So, boom, three birds, one stone on that. So, have some fun and bring me a latte. I'm thirsty. Dom, you were teasing this earlier. There's a survey out this morning talking about how 37% of men say that they gain weight during the football season. Over half of them are gaining about 10 pounds. And really, they needed a survey for this, first of all. And second, they say Super Bowl Sunday is probably the most indulgent football day. That's when guys are just laying around, scratching their bellies, shoving food into their pie holes.
Did you see the calorie numbers on Super Bowl Sunday?
Tell me.
8,000 calories. That's what I was referring to earlier.
Well, it's like, you know, all your drinks.
They say that the average, and not just men, the average person who goes to a Super Bowl party will consume 8,000 calories.
That's insane. I mean,
between all the booze and the crappy
food. The booze is a
big
part of it. I mean, your booze is packed with calories. But yeah, like the chicken dips and the seven-layer dips and the
little smokies. It's like three, four, or in some cases five times the daily recommended caloric intake.
I can feel my heart beating faster just talking about this.
Insane.
Now, they say the bad news here is that we're looking at a pretty substantial chicken wing shortage right now, so prices are going to be super high at restaurants, or if you get takeout, or if you even just buy them a bag of them at Costco and bring them home. A 40% increase from last year, from 5 years ago, this says. So it's jumped quite a bit, the price of chicken.
Fortunately
wings.
For me, I don't care for chicken wings, so
the chickens are fine with this.
Like, chickens
whatever.
Are high-fiving me right now.
Whatever.
Thank you.
A bunch of other stories about the big sports ball game this weekend. You know, a lot of people are just saying they're not even going to watch it. They're not interested. And then just a heads up, a couple good commercials released this morning. General Motors gave the full version of their Austin Powers reunion commercial where Mike Myers is back as Dr. Evil, Rob Lowe's in it, Seth Green, and it's a pretty good commercial for GM, so that's kind of fun. And then Jim Carrey teased a clip or a commercial as his return as Chip Douglas from The Cable Guy in a teaser for Verizon, so that one looks kind of fun this morning too, so keep an eye out for those.
Seems like that would have been more of a natural fit for like Doritos or something if he was Chip Davis.
Chip, yeah, maybe. Kevin Hart's in the news this morning talking about his 17-month-old daughter is already cursing in the house. She's saying the S word. Again, maybe a future topic on the show, talking about kids cussing. It's been a little while since we've done that, especially at 17 months. Oh, my goodness.
We can talk about that at 7 o'clock this morning because, well, no, maybe we shouldn't. I've said enough to set people off this week, so... Maybe we
here's another one we might do too. There's possibly some new music coming out from John Mayer, and he's already started working on it as a tribute song to Bob Saget. I didn't know how close those two guys were, but they were like best friends. And in this story, he's talking about how much they said "I love you" to each other. So it's men and men saying "I love you" to each other, and I don't do that with any of my male friends. I know you probably do it with Milo, right?
Mm-hmm.
You do it with
Milo
one.
And I will say we love each other.
I don't know why it makes me feel so uncomfortable, but I would not even do that with my best friend. So
I mean, it's not like we are, you know, gazing into each other's eyes.
You text
eyes
him every now
like
and then,
that.
Hey, love you.
No, but if I, you know, like haven't seen him in a while, we give each other a hug, or if we're partying after not seeing each other, we'll say, hey, man, love you, dude.
Love you, man.
That, it's got to be the YA and not the YOU.
I love
That's
you,
what
man,
makes it different.
Is different than saying, yeah, I love you, I guess.
I think we probably have said that, too, at times.
It sounds like John Mayer and Bob are like, I love you, and they would reply, and one of them would reply back, I love you, too.
So yeah, I think that's sweet, man.
It's sweet, but it makes me feel awkward. Finally, one final thing. Just in time for Valentine's Day, the Idaho Potato Commission has decided to celebrate Valentine's Day and National Potato Lovers Month. Yes. With a limited edition potato perfume. They say it's designed to smell like a fresh plate of French fries. If you're spraying that on the hoodie, Dom, you might want to wash it. $1.89 for a little 1.7 ounce. And hey, believe it or not, it's sold out. Can you believe it?
They only made five of them.
Put a little dab under your neck. All right, let's do some clickbait. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Check this teacher out. She's got my dream job now. Her name is Rosie, and she's out in Florida. She quit her teaching job to become a professional cornhole player. She said she was making about $50,000 a year as a teacher, but now she can make more of that, more than that on the professional cornhole circuit.
Really? It pays that well?
I guess, man. I told you, she's been featured on ESPN and CBS, which I've watched those cornhole leagues. These people are awesome. They're really good. So check out her cornhole moves on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.